tell us your story?
I was living in this house, in this street, and at the time, in 1947, I was an official of the elections of this district. And after the election, on the second day, when I came out of the house, I was accosted by two people. Actually, on the electional day, I didn't think it was wrong of me to do it, but I actually gave instructions to arrest about 600 people because they were, committing a fraud with the electional ballots, you know, and it's very complicated to tell it what it was. I never thought it would have consequences. Well, the two people, when I asked what they wanted, they said that they would like to have me as a witness for economic questions to be settled. And I said, well, I haven't got any notice. And they said that they can write out one for me. And so they did. And by the time they did, I looked up and there were two of them coming again down there. So when I turned around, I saw two of them coming from up, from there. So I said, is this this kind of an entourage you always give to a witness? And they said, well, you know how it is. And at the time already it looked a little bit cynical and suspicious to me. But when I went down to the car, and it was a black car, I could see it from the next flight already, with curtains on it. And black big cars with curtains, that meant always that somebody was taken away. For some reason or other. And so when I opened the car, there were already two more, altogether six of them. And the two already had the Dawai guitars, you know. That's what we call the machine guns. So I went with them. They have given me over to the Soviet authorities. And I went to the Arctic region, where I spent about 7 years. And I came out only because Stalin died happily. And so I got free, and I live ever since very happily.